hey, what's going on? Everybody loves a deal. So a website like Groupon could be the next best thing since sliced bread, right? Well, there are some hidden things about Groupon that you may not know that I wanted to share with you, okay? Number one is the service is very, very expensive, okay? So when you look at the website, it'll say things like, there's no upfront cost and you can pay as you go. It sounds great. But the truth is they take 50% of your revenue up front before there's any discount given, okay? Some more bad news is Groupon actually requires the business discount its services by at least 50% and sometimes even more. That's a lot, okay? To wrap your mind around how much that money that is, say you're offering a $100 product. You would get, you know, after the fees and discounts, $25 at most, and at the worst, you would get $5, okay? Reason number two is Groupon can actually punish loyal customers, okay? There's really a risk that these new users would get a discount, and loyal customers that have been supporting you would pay a higher price, and it just seems wrong, okay? Now, maybe a small discount wouldn't be that bad, but a large one like Groupon requires, it's kind of a slap in the face for someone who's a repeat customer. So it would be kind of nice if you can customize a discount. For example, everyone gets the same discount, but the longer someone has been a customer with you, the bigger discount they would get. And this way, it would kind of encourage someone to continue doing business with you. There'd be like a reward system there. And that just kind of makes sense to me, okay? That's just some thoughts. Number three, there's a risk that Groupon customers are first and possibly only interested in a discount, okay? And this makes sense, since if you think about it, they went to a website first and possibly, they got one first just to look for a bargain and a discount, okay? And they chose your business only due to the bargain and discount. So the reality of what your business can continue to give to someone is going to be different than what the customer's getting, and that could be kind of a challenge. It's really hard to continue those same prices. Okay, all right. Number four, there's some real concerns about return visitors. Okay, the argument for using this coupon site, Groupon, is that by offering a one-time discount, you have a chance to pick up a loyal customer that will continue doing business with you into the future, maybe even tell their friends, okay, at full price. But here's the thing. Imagine, for example, here's a scenario. You go to a gas station. You get a killer deal on gas. You're like, wow, this is great. A week later, the price increases by 75%. Now, are you going to be super excited to go back to that same gas station and pay the higher price? No, you're probably going to be pissed. Like, man, this stinks. You know, screw this. I'm going to go look for another deal. You know, you're probably going to look for a price similar to one that you're paid for. That's what you're accustomed to getting, right? That's a problem. Possibly going back to Groupon. Where's another deal? So that's a challenge. I'm not sure about that. Number five is if you Google the topic, should my small business use Groupon, you're going to see some interesting things. You'll probably see some examples of approach with caution, even some horror stories of other people using Groupon. Except when the website Groupon shows up, it'll be, oh, Groupon's great, right? So you might be wondering, okay, well, is there a better option than Groupon, or is couponing stupid and dead? Well, the answer is yes and yes. And I really do go over this in a whole lot more detail, as well as some more cool stuff you can actually do with coupons. And also some more really interesting things about the whole Groupon story, which is actually kind of a fascinating story. It really is, of this company. So if you want to learn more, just click on that link below or go to trustthelink.com. Okay? And what do you think? Am I completely wrong? If so, let me know in the comments. Have you used Groupon? What has been your experience? And I wish you the best, and have a great and awesome rest of your day. Bye.